Hi, my name is Maddie Witter, and today I'm going to be talking to you about reading stamina. There are three things that I think about when I'm talking about reading stamina. The first is just reading more books, reading more magazines, having a voracious appetite for reading. Secondly, it's the ability to read more for a longer period of time. And finally, it means varying things up by reading a variety of genres. Reading stamina is really important in reading classrooms. First, it really boosts the love of reading, which I think is the most important thing that we need to instill in our readers. Secondly, it helps you get stuck past a book that you might not like. I can think of many times where I've started a book and painstakingly gone through it, and my reading stamina just didn't work. Reading stamina will help you even abandon a book sometimes. Next, reading stamina helps hugely in our new high-stakes testing environment. New York State, the children need to read multiple passages in not a very long period of time. Stamina was critical for their success. Reading stamina also raises reading ability. As you've read in the book, highest performers are the ones who are the most avid readers. Stamina also translates to other time-on-task activities that help our scholars become college-bound, like writing on-demand essays and sitting through college lectures. If our kids are able to read for a long period of time, then they're going to be able to do other activities that require them to think for a long period of time. There are many ideas that I've collected over the years from visiting tons of great teachers' classrooms that help boost reading stamina. First, really make sure that you're providing a lot of choice for kids. Don't just assign books because it's not going to help reading stamina. In the same way that I was really had a hard time getting through The Scarlet Letter, not all the kids are going to like the books that you assign, so provide some choice. Model your own stamina. Try tracking your own books by posting them on the board. Read outside genres that you like. And you could even track how many minutes a night you read for a week, a month, and show that to the kids. Making things visible, as you saw in chapter one, are really important. Make sure that children are tracking how many books they're reading in the class and make sure that that's up and present in the class. Try tactile goal setting things like having them place sticky notes in different places in the book where they want to read to or using a goal setting bookmark. Ensure that they have lots of time to talk about their stamina. Turn in talks are huge. Let them check in with their partners about how their stamina went for the weekend, over a vacation, or even the night before. You can also try fun incentives. While we want our kids to be intrinsically motivated, external motivations are fun. So you could do funny things like, I'm going to dye the ends of my hair blue if you guys read, 75 books each. Make it a big goal and make it something that you would really do. So if you're not going to dye your hair blue, don't say you're going to dye your hair blue. Link reading stamina to heart-healthy fitness. We want our kids to become healthy, not just readers, but also in fitness. And stamina really links with fitness. Find sports athletes that they admire who build their stamina through lots of different types of interval training or riding long distance races, and really use how they train in their daily fitness life and try to compare it to how our kids are training in their reading life. Another thing you can do is create a bar graph of minutes that they've read over a period of time. When I joined Equinox Gym, one of my favorite features of their website was how they tracked how many days a week I went to the gym. And seeing it grow over a long period of time made me want to go to the gym even more. This is Maddie Witter talking about reading stamina, and please visit my website if you have any more questions about reading stamina. Thanks.